This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So if I weren't sitting in the Marketplace host chair today, I admit I might be at the mall checking out the President's Day sales. Honoring past presidents by shopping is now American tradition, let's face it. And merchandisers aren't shy about using Washington or Lincoln to hawk their wares, which got us to wondering about plastering presidential images on everyday merchandise like coffee mugs or keychains. Mitch Stein is a New York attorney who specializes in intellectual property. Mr. Stein, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah.
So explain how this works, Mitch. How do we get Ronald Reagan neckties or Abraham Lincoln tote bags? What are the legalities of this?
The right of publicity, which involves protecting a person's name, likeness, and image, is actually a right granted by state laws. And the relevant state typically is the state in which the celebrity was a citizen at the time of his or her death. So in the case of Ronald Reagan neckties, those rights exist while the person is alive. And under California law, they exist up to 70 years after the death of the celebrity.
I just saw on the web a Ronald Reagan T-shirt. It was actually Ronald Reagan is my homeboy T-shirt. I take it that the family is licensing his image.
Well, that may or may not be true. Certainly, the publicity rights for President Reagan are in effect. He passed away in 2004.
Right.
And so he's got his rights until 2074. But given that presidents are public figures and figures for which commentary and news can be reported, the argument may be for a T-shirt like you mentioned is that this is actually some form of political statement which might be protected against a right of publicity claim.
I've got one word for you, bobblehead.
Hmm.
What about bobbleheads? Art,
well,
or crass commercialism?
That's something that the courts continue to struggle with. We know art on the one hand is protected. You know, probably coffee mugs, on the other hand, are probably not protected.
Yeah.
But where that line falls in the middle is really something that the courts continue to try to sort out.
Do you own anything with a presidential image, Mitch?
Well, my kids received, for this Valentine's Day, a Valentine card from their grandparents, which prominently featured President Obama on the cover.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure the president did not strike a deal with the card company. I'm pretty sure there won't be any injunctions issuing against those cards anytime soon.
Mitch Stein is a partner at the New York law firm Sullivan & Worcester. Mr. Stein, it's been a pleasure.
Sarah, it's been great. Thanks very much.